When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Hey, 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 what is going on? You are listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree. I'm the host of the show, as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Now, Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform and space of intentional healing, joy, rest, and abundance for Black women. But now it's not just for Black women. It is for Black women of a certain age. And I am talking about that in this week's episode. So no matter how old you are, if you've been rolling with me for a minute, I want you to stay tuned because I want to share with you why I am shifting this space, shifting the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast, shifting, you know, who I am reaching, who I am directly speaking to, et cetera, et cetera. So let's go ahead and get into it because, you know, Brown Girl Self-Care, like this space has grown now. This space has evolved now. This space is for Black women who have reached midlife and beyond, okay? So here's the thing. Let's talk about it. I am turning the big 5-0 next month. Yes, I am turning 50 in August. And, you know, that this milestone, obviously, this is like a huge milestone, okay? This is not like a huge milestone. This is a huge milestone. And this milestone is, it's shifting everything in my life, from the way that I talk, the things that I speak about, how I, like the type of reflecting and questioning and discovering I'm doing, how I am showing up, how I am no longer masking as much as I used to, how honestly, I have less F's to give, okay? So many beautiful, wonderful things are happening as I enter this fifth decade of life. And so, you know, I think it was last year around November, December, when I decided to kind of burn my email list and start over for a few different reasons. I mentioned that I knew that I wanted to shake things up. I knew that I wanted to start fresh, if you will, when it comes to just what Brown Girl Self-Care represented for Black women. And now that I will be 50 this year, so we're several months now later from that kind of thought process that I had when I shared that with you last year, we're ahead now here. And, you know, me shifting into this new decade, for me, it's the growth. It's the growth for me. It's the bloom for me. It's the evolution for me. It's the embodying this shift and this change for me. Like, this is a huge thing, all right? So I want to be clear that Brown Girl Self-Care is not going away, okay? Brown Girl Self-Care, the podcast will still be here. We're still doing F the Cubicle Fridays, honey, absolutely. you know, so Brown Girl Self-Care is still here, and it's still in honor of Black women and their humanity. So that is not changing, okay? But to be clear, I am aligning. I'm ready to pivot and shift to where I am. I've said it many times, y'all. Like, if you've been listening since day one or whatever, I have said it many times over the last couple of years, a few years, that I am not that version of the Bree that started the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast back in like 2018, 2019, or whenever it was. Why have I still not looked that up? Why have I still not looked up when I started the podcast? Like, seriously, why? But I'm not that girl anymore. I'm not that girl anymore. I'm thankful for how she carried me to this point. And there have been several versions of me that now present to you who I am right now in this moment speaking to you, okay? And I'm thankful for every version of Bree that supported me, carried me, nurtured my spirit, you know, had my back, okay? But now I'm a different version. I'm like Bree 5.62, okay? I don't know. I'm just not that girl anymore. And so I think a part of the resistance that I had with Brown Girl Self-Care was that I felt like I couldn't shift into other things. And it's crazy to me because, of course I can. I created Brown Girl Self-Care. I created the podcast, okay? Of course I can shift, right? Of course I can do whatever I want to do, right? So I'm giving myself permission to evolve. I am evolving, but I'm giving myself permission to allow the podcast to evolve. So this space is evolving. This space is changing. This space is different because I am those things. And I have been those things for a time now, okay? But it's not just because I am. Some of you have grown right alongside with me over the last few years, okay? So it's not just that I am. It's because a lot of you that are listening, you are too. You are growing. You are blooming. You are shifting. You are getting older, of course. Of course you're getting older. We're all getting older, right? But you're changing too. You are changing in real time alongside with me. And so I am giving you permission, or I'm telling you that you have permission, right, to change, to be different, to shake things up, to pivot, to head in a different direction, to evolve, okay? And to know that it is safe for you to do that, okay? It is safe for you to do that, okay? Because I'm doing that for myself. So this shift is needed. This shift is definitely needed, and for a few reasons, probably a lot of reasons, but we ain't got all day, okay? But this shift is definitely needed. You know, wellness content, regardless of the type of wellness, self-care, you know, different types of wellness content out there, physical fitness and therapy and all that stuff, you know, a lot of it caters to a younger audience base. Everything or a lot of things cater to the younger audience base. You see it in commercials and advertisements and websites and things like that. It's the younger person with the fit body and the millennial or Gen Z look, okay? And I want to continue to carve out space, especially now that I am older. I started this when I was in my early 40s, and now I'll be 50. And, you know, I want to make sure that there is a space for women like me right now in their midlife or beyond, your 50s, your 60s, your 70s, okay, your 80s. But the wellness content that we see now, not only is it still very white, we know that, okay? It's very westernized, okay? It's giving white supremacy culture. We know that. But it's also, it's ageist. It's ageist. It's like once you hit 40, the world tells you, girl, it's a wrap, pack it up, you are done. Stick a fork in you, you are done. And I'm here to say, hell no, that is not true, okay? Some people don't start really living until they hit their 50s and 60s, all right? So yeah, the wellness content that I just continue to see out there, it is speaking to a younger audience, and that's okay. We need these conversations for every age and generation, okay? We do. But mine is going to be for the middle-aged and beyond Black woman, because that's what I am. As much as I know that I still look like I'm 27. I know it. You can't tell me otherwise. My body said the lie detector determined that's a lie. So, you know, I got to make sure that there are spaces for us, because a lot of the content and stuff you see, it's not geared towards us. It's just not. It doesn't speak to what we're actually dealing with in our 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s, okay? It doesn't talk to that kind of stuff, all right? We are navigating right now. A lot of people listening, you're navigating like we're grieving. Maybe you've lost a lot of people along the way so far. We are caregiving. We are navigating relationships with our boomer parents, okay? We are evolving. Our identities are shifting from us being the good Black girl. Now we're in our middle age, or we're middle age and beyond. And we're like, F that. I'm trying to figure out who the hell I am and who I want to be and how I want to show up, okay? And what my values are and how I can align with those values, and to stop people pleasing and set boundaries and, you know, do what feels best for me, all right? We're dealing with hormone changes, child. Hormone changes and fibroids and, you know, different things like that. A lot of us, we're still healing and dealing with trauma that we experienced in our childhood that kind of, or not kind of, that held us hostage until we got into our 40s and 50s and really gave ourselves permission to say, you know what? I can heal that. I don't have to align with that belief anymore. Those things that were said about me or done to me, those are not me. That was someone else's fault or someone else's mistake, right? So things like that. Like, I don't see a lot of spaces. Like, I don't see anyone building a wellness space for the middle-aged woman. And I'm not saying they're not out there, but I can't see everything, all right? So here I am. This is what I'm doing, all right? This is what I am doing for Black women, okay? So, you know, if you're younger, consider this. You're listening to your aunties having a conversation at the table. You're picking up gems and nuggets and learning some of the how we're navigating things so that when you are in your 50s, your 60s, your 70s, your 40s, you'll be like, oh yeah, they talked about that. I know about that. Or, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like I envision the younger audience that rolls with me still kind of like sitting at the table and your aunts are talking, you know, how you used to have your favorite aunts or maybe your grandmother. I'm not a grandmother yet. But I'm just saying, sitting outside on the porch talking, braiding hair, and you was just ear hustling and learning all the little things. You know what I'm saying? That, like, I feel like I am like the self-care auntie now because of my age. I'm in that is my distinction now. And I proudly will honor that. I will proudly honor that. Because I love that for me and I love that for you. So, what this looks like in my life, the turning 50 and things of that nature is, turning 50 just has me, I am really, and I've been doing this for a while, but really for real, turning 50, I'm like looking at everything. I'm questioning everything. I'm challenging in everything. I'm making room for discovery and, just all those things, like things are just changing. My body has changed. I just made a thread talking about how I can't even eat the same damn things I used to eat. I remember when I was in my 20s, I had a job. I used to work two jobs at once. And the first job, I would have to get up at like 4 o'clock in the morning to go into downtown LA and work at like the school district, calling substitute teachers to come in. And you have to do that early, obviously, because they have to be, they have to get ready for school if they're being called in, the subs. So I would get up at 4 a.m., go into the call center, downtown LA, and start making calls to see if subs were available. It was me and a group of other people, starting at 5 a.m., you know what I'm saying? And honey, let me tell you, the way my body was bodying in my 20s, I would get up at 4. By the time I hit that desk at 5 a.m., I had a Dr. Pepper. I was eating Doritos. I'm so embarrassed. But here I am at 5 a.m. I'm eating Doritos, drinking Dr. Peppers, baby, and my body was loving it. I was living my best life. But yeah, those days are definitely over, all right? So my body has changed. The hormones are hormoning. I'm in perimenopause, okay? My periods are doing all this weird shenanigans. Like, are you done or not? Like, is you finished or is you done? Yes or no? Let me know. When? How long? How long is this going to take, okay? Are you almost done? Because I'm exhausted by you. And speaking of exhaustion, man, I'm tired. I'm tired. I took a nap today and woke up hella confused. Like, just so confused after like an hour, I think maybe like a 90-minute nap. I was just out of it. I was so confused, right? But yeah, the body is different. I've gained weight, okay? And it is hard, the weight loss to release it has definitely slowed down. I never had this problem, not like that. I mean, I did have a period, especially when I went through like one of my depression phases, where I was almost 200 pounds and I am 5'1". So I'm a shorty, okay? Everybody's taller than me. It's crazy. And I envy you. If you're 5'2 and above, I do envy you, okay? Hear me when I say that very clearly. But at my heaviest weight, I was like 200 pounds. And, but other than that, you know, I was just at a healthy weight for me. And boy, oh boy, what I thought was fat back then when I was like 140, 145. Oh, I'd love to see those days again. But, you know, my boobs are starting to droop and I've gained extra weight, especially around the midsection. So I've gotten back into intermittent fasting and we don't have time for it in this episode, but I'm just doing different things. And it's helping, you know, we don't have time. I have so many things I want to talk about, but anyway, so the body's changing. My values have changed. Excuse me, my work is evolving, things of that nature. That's what it looks like for me to enter my 50s. I want to enter my 50s, this fifth decade, with confidence, with boldness, with zero less Fs to give, with peace inside my body, love and celebration and excitement for what's to come. Like, so many things as I turn 50, all right? So that's what it looks like. I am no longer feeling like I need to rush, over-explain, prove myself, shrink. You know, these are things I'm still working through, okay? Because old habits definitely die hard. But again, I ain't that girl no more, okay? And the healing has definitely, or the work that I have done over the last several years has really helped me, okay? But in my 50s, I'm ready to just give that energy. You know how when people get in like their 70s and 80s, they really just like do... They are unbotherable, all right? I'm trying to be unbotherable in my 50s. I don't want to be in my 70s, and then I can be unbotherable, all right? I want to, when I think of my 50s, you know who, what's the lady's name? Is it, not Isis, Iris. What is Iris's last name? For some reason, she came to mind. You know the grand older lady. It was I think she was Jewish. And she wore the funky glasses and she had all these extravagant, beautiful clothes from different parts of the country or the world, I should say. And she was just bold and cute and quirky and so smart and just so dynamic, right? That's what I'm trying to channel in my 50s, okay? It's giving Angela Bassett and I don't know, just all the things. Like that's what I want to channel in my 50s, okay? I don't want to shrink anymore. So I'm stepping into this fullness and Brown Girl Self-Care naturally has to match that and come along with me, okay? It's not just about my glow up and trying to create a vibe or any of those things. I'm like, if a vibe is created, a vibe will be had, all right? I'm not saying that, but it's not like... I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying? I just want to show up here in my middle age, my grand middle age, and be honest and real and raw and dynamic and truthful and, you know, like those kind of things. Talk about things that are sacred. Talk about things that can be heavy. Talk about things that are real. Talk about things that are beautiful, all right? and things that no longer fit. Okay. Talk about all that stuff. Okay. Brown girl self-care has always been about self-care, and it will continue to be about self-care. I guess what I'm saying is that now it's deeper. It's deeper. I never felt like it was surface level for me, but now I feel like it's going to be deeper than what it was before. Okay. Cause I'm talking about the self-care, obviously, but also there's a strong liberation vibe to it. Or not even vibe, but just a strong, free yourself, liberation, unapologetically Black, F these systems. This episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Period. Kind of undercurrent behind it all. And you may have seen that with some of the stuff I've been talking about on social media and things of that nature, okay? And even here on the podcast, right? It's always been pro-Black, always Black. Ain't nobody Black getting past, ain't nobody other than a Black person getting past the velvet rope kind of vibe. Okay. So we'll talk about rest and things like that, but it's I'm thinking of like all of liberation, like what it means to be a liberated Black woman in her prime. Okay. So the rest and reclaiming our time, our joy, our energy, our power, you know, all these things after decades for some of us, I'm raising my hand, but after decades of surviving these raggedy ass systems and the problems that these raggedy ass systems created for Black people, specifically Black women. Okay. So so decades of surviving systems and, talking about our families and the family dynamics and our jobs and, all that stuff that the Black middle-aged woman and beyond needs someone to talk about, okay? So, you know, speaking of midlife and what we're navigating, some of the conversations that will likely pop up are going to be, because I've talked about it before, but we're going to be talking about navigating our family dynamics, our parents. Some of us are caretaking, okay? People who harmed us. Some of us are caretaking people that have harmed us. Some of us went no contact, okay, in our middle age and beyond. And that's very real. Some of us, we have older kids. My daughter's in her early 20s now. We're less needed, some of us, okay? For me, I have been grieving the fact that I did not have a second child because sometimes I'm like, oh, wow, I wish I had a second child right now. Why? I feel like I missed out on the multiples experience, okay? And I did have the opportunity to have another child, and I decided to no longer make that a possibility. But I do grieve that I did not have the type of parenting experience that I wanted to have. But, you know, again, our kids are older. We're not as needed, you know, quote unquote. So there might be some grief in that. You might be feeling like, hell yeah, giddy up, cowgirl. I'm free. Give us free. You might be confused. Like, well, I don't even know what to do with myself at this point. Or you might be, maybe you're raising grandchildren. Like, there's a lot going on there, okay? Like I said, our bodies are changing. The hormones. Why? They're shifting. My energy has changed, okay? Sex, what is that? The weight and the sleep. Like, we are aging, girl. And I want to have conversations to be real about that. And to work through that and to heal through that and to be happy and thrive through these changes, okay? Our relationships, some of you are married, some of you are not married, you are divorced, some of you may be widowed, some of you are dating, some of you are single and have been single for many years. I am raising my hand to that. Some of you have never been married. I am raising my hand to that. Some of you are celibate. I am raising my hand to that, as long as certain things don't count, okay? Hint, hint, wink, wink. Some of you are falling in love all over again with a second partner. You know, you are remarrying. You know, you're in a beautiful place. Some of us, we are married and we don't want to be married no more. We ain't divorced, but we're just like, oh, friend, don't want to be bothered. Like, you're like, let me get a separate house. You sleep in your bedroom, I'll sleep in my bedroom, and we'll just figure it out. No matter where you fall on the spectrum, it's all good. It's all okay. It's all right. Okay? It's all okay. We can talk about friendships. I have definitely grown in this area because I was terrible when I was younger. I talked about that in previous episodes. But, you know, releasing relationships, learning how to be a friend, how to be in community with each other, figuring out which relationships are just for what purposes. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you really want to go deep with people and they just cannot take you there. They don't have the capacity. Is that okay? Is it not okay? You know what I'm saying? So talking about friendships, work, we can talk about work, leaving the grind, the hustles, again, saying F these systems, F these jobs, okay? These jobs that do not care about Black women. You're starting businesses. You're creating blueprints to get the hell out of Dodge. Maybe you're happy at your 9-to-5, but you're like, there's got to be more for me in this. I don't feel like this is my purpose. There's got to be something else. And also talking about God and faith and spirituality, in the newsletter, in the Brown Girl Self-Care newsletter, I think I mentioned maybe like earlier in July, how, you know, I am right now in my exploring my spirituality phase. Okay. So I'm looking into hoodoo. All right. I'm thinking about my ancestors and spirit and silence and stillness and what my relationship is with God. And because for me, God was always a punisher. He was a punisher. Okay. And if there's just a lot there, a lot to unpack there, but you may be questioning your faith. You may be shifting towards something else in your faith. You may, like, whatever the case may be, just having conversations about that, because we've grown and we don't have to agree with all the things, but being grown means, you know, being open to having conversations. Okay. I don't want to be in community with someone who has to agree with every single thing that I say. You know what I'm saying? That, like, that's not how I grow. That's not how I evolve. So I'm looking forward to having some of these conversations with you and hopefully with some guests as well. So to be clear, like, who this space is for, it's still for Black women. It will always be for Black women, okay? Black women in all stages of being grown, all right? So if you're in your 40s, maybe you are just now entering your 40s, or you're in your 40s and you're kind of like waking up. Your eyes are starting to open up. And you're like, what the hell? You're starting to reevaluate things, reevaluate who you are, your marriage, your job, your career, your job, your kids, your life, your motherhood. What's going on in my body? I don't know. Why am I here? The whole why am I here thing, I'm like, that was my 40s. Why am I here? What is my purpose? What is the reason? Okay. Then in your 50s, you know who you are. You have had enough. You are done. You're not playing no more games. You're like, I don't care. I'm going to be me. I'm going to do what is best for me. I ain't shrinking. I am here for truth. I am here to not waste time. I want to get deep, baby. I'm here for the ease and the growth and all those things. In your 60s, you're at a point where you have held the family down. You have lost and refound yourself 50, 11 times. And now you're in a place where you're just like, hey, I still got a lot of life left in me, baby. Okay. I'm in my 60s and I still got years to go, and I am ready to rebuild or just shift my whole identity, you know, and do whatever is best for me and put myself first for once. Okay. And maybe you're in your 70s, but you are still evolving. Okay. You are still evolving. And I wish people understood that. I see women in their 70s online, 70s and beyond actually, online. And they're out there in the gym and they're lifting weights, bodies looking like what? Like a whole snack. And I seen some 70 or 80 year olds, it was on the damn stripper pole. They weren't stripping, which would have been okay if they were, but they were doing like some exercises for strength and some other things. And I'm just like, you better go ahead now. People think that because you're in your 70s and 80s, like you just might as well just curl up in a ball and die. And I'm like, what? Why? Why? An example of that for me is Marla Gibbs, Miss Marla Gibbs. Okay, excuse me, Miss Gibbs. All right, I'm gonna put some respect on her name. I do not know how old she is. I believe, though, she's about 95. Let me tell you, she's still funny as hell. Okay, now I was introduced to her, as many of my Gen Xers were, in, excuse me, I have the hiccups, the Jeffersons. I'm pretty sure that was my first time seeing her in the Jeffersons. She played the maid, Florence, had that back and forth with Sherman Hemsley. And what was Wheezy's real name? I forgot. But anyway, then she evolved into other things, including 227, where we got our girl Regina King, okay, who was also just chef's kiss. I think Regina King is maybe like 52, 53, somewhere in there. And I look up to her as well. I love Regina King. Anyway, but all that to say, Miss Gibbs is still as sharp as a tack, honey. She is still as sharp as a tack. And in fact, I think she's even still working. I look at her IMDb page from time to time because I like to see what she's doing. For some reason, my heart is very attached to Marla Gibbs. It really, really is. I don't know her. but I am just enamored with Marla Gibbs. I am enamored with Marla Gibbs. And in fact, I need to see if she has a biography. I'm pretty sure she does, or if she's written a book or something, because I need to read that, because I know she's dropping some gems in that book. But yeah, I saw her in something recently, like in the last few years, and she was still funny as hell. Like, she just has that comedic wit, that timing. She's still so funny. So again, they think that women in their 70s and 80s there's no worth to them. There's no value because you can't make babies or you can't do whatever is expected of women in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. That is the biggest, like, that is just crazy to me. That is just crazy to me. Do you know how much wisdom someone in their 70s, 80s, 90s have? Do you know how much life they have lived and how much wisdom they have and how many experiences they've had and things they can teach you and show you and show us? That is value. The life, well, like a life lived, that is value. Okay. So if you're in your 70s, 80s, whatever, you are still evolving. You can still be curious, still be in a discovery phase, you know, still reflecting and connecting and figuring out what the hell you want to do and how you want to show up, okay? That kind of thing doesn't have an age limit. It really, really doesn't. So, you know, again, this space ain't going nowhere. It's just, for me, it's getting, I am starting to get more clarity and allow myself to get clearer and go deeper. So the podcast will still have episodes, obviously, but we're going to start talking about some stuff for middle-aged women, because that's who I'm speaking to now. There's going to still be, the coaching program is still available. Oh, and by the way, I don't know when you're going to listen to this, but I want to make it very clear that my Being sessions, B-E-I-N-G, which is my self-care sessions for Black women that need someone to bear witness and be in support of them as they talk about or talk through some things. It's not therapy, but more of a support for Black women, because we don't have that, okay? We don't have that a lot of times. Plus a side of advice if you want it in these sessions, because it is coaching. The price right now is only $49, which is insane. Insane. I promise you that that price is going to be $79 on August 1st. I have said this a few times, but I'm going to say it again for the last time, that, again, depending on when you listen to this, there's going to be a link in the show notes. You are going to want to book a session with me before July 31st. Like, book the session. It can be in August, but book the session. Lay claim to it. Because anyone who books by July 31st will keep that founder's price of $49 as long as I offer these sessions, okay? As long as you book once a quarter going forward. $49. Where can you be held and supported for $49? Where? By another Black woman, okay? Who will allow you to show up and just be, and we can check in and we can see what's going on in your environment, in your body, you know, breathe with you, help you think through some things, help you think through some goals. You know what I'm saying? Some of the stuff that we're talking about right here. Okay. $49. All right. So don't say I didn't tell you, but July 31st is the last day to lock it in. After that, the price on August 1st and beyond, it'll be $79. So I just wanted to make sure that I said that before I forget. Anyway, what was I saying? But yeah, community, being in community with each other. I was thinking about starting a little space for Black women who are kind of like where I am or was. You're ready to quit your job or you're thinking about it. You need support around that. Maybe you're financially in the hole because you quit your job to prioritize your health, to prioritize your peace. And that part went well, but then the money problems followed you. You know what I'm saying? You're kind of in a place where you're rebooting. You're trying to leave a job. Maybe you want to be your own business, like your business boss. You know what I'm saying? You want to be your own boss. You want to do something like what I'm doing, okay? There should be a community around that. So I was thinking about creating a little place where we show up once a month. We have conversations. Maybe we read a book a month or book a quarter. Maybe we have little events. Maybe I throw in little things, little digital offerings and things like that in this space for this specific subset of Black women, okay? If that's something that interests you, leave a comment on Spotify or send me an email and let me know, or send me a DM, okay? And then content, you know, there still be content. I still believe in softness for Black women. We're talking about that. That is sacred. But all of it just rooted in this version of me, okay? This version of us reaching this milestone, because it's important that we are represented as well. So all that to say, girl, if this hits, keep rolling with a sister. All right? Let's keep going. Let's do this, okay? If it doesn't, hey, if you're not here for the auntie vibes, if you're in your 30s, your 20s, you don't think there's any value here, understood. There are definitely wellness spaces that are geared towards millennials, younger millennials, I should say, Gen Z, that kind of thing, all right? And that's perfect. But if you've been waiting for a space like this, If you've been wanting something like this, you've been craving something that's self-care related for the grown, for the specifically for middle-aged Black women and beyond, right? That's what your spurt has been looking for, something like this. You got it. You're home, okay? You're home. So let's go ahead and wrap this up. I'm like, oh, child, I've been talking. Let me wrap this up. We ain't got all day, but y'all know how I be doing. So the last thing I will say is just kind of like a reminder, this space is growing because I am growing. You are growing. We are growing. We are growing up together. We are blooming together. We're still about the rest. We're still about the softness. We're still about honoring our humanity, because we exist in a system that does not honor the humanity of Black women. But, you know, it's now also about more truth and just geared at women that have entered their 40s, their 50s, their 60s, their 70s, and those lived experiences, all right? Brown Girl Self-Care is still here. And I feel like now more than ever, it's really, you know what I'm saying? Now that I have niched down even more, like it's really a container for the everyday Black woman, okay? It really, really is. That's how it feels for me. So I'm just going to leave it at that. But I would love to hear from you. Feel free to send your girl an email. My email is connect@browngirlselfcare.com. Again, that's connect, C-O-N-N-E-C-T, @browngirlselfcare.com. And again, do not forget to go to the show notes and book your Bean session. You will not regret it. Invest in yourself, sis. Invest in where you are trying to go, how you are trying, or not trying because you are, but how you are blooming. It is okay to invest in yourself that way. All right. All right. So that's it for this week's episode. Have an amazing week. I hope that you are enjoying your summer, girl, getting your skin all golden and brown and out there looking good in your little sundresses and your little painted toenails and just living your best Black life. And I will see you on Monday for another episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Take care.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.